This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
That's the Strokes with Bad Decisions. It's Fox FM Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, here we go. It's Thursday morning. Nick and Reader hanging with you. I want to say big shout outs to Shane on the text line, our roving road reporter. He told us the road conditions are looking flat.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Of course, you can always text us, 306-783-3699. Reader, Mars Perseverance rover, that happened.
Yeah.
And that was super exciting, right? Shout-outs to NASA and everybody involved. We put another rover on Mars. I read this morning, Canada is getting into the international space game.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not what you think, though. It's actually something really neat. So I was reading about this. It's illegal. I want to get this right. Hold on. It's illegal and unregulated and unreported fishing. Major thing. It's a huge thing around the world, not just in Canada.
Yeah.
Canada wants to stop that. So they're starting a dark vessel detection program using satellites all around the world to catch illegal fishers. So they're going to be like spying on open waters and trying to find fishing vessels that shouldn't be there. I don't know if they got any kind of, you know, solar lasers or anything involved. I don't know what happens after they find the illegal fishermen on satellite, but I don't know. It's a good start, right?
It's very Canadian, you know, like the UK has MI6. And that the CIA in the States, you know, big spy game and things like that. We're stopping illegal fishermen. That's what we're doing.
Well, I mean, you grew up with Danger Bay. You know all about that, right?
Yeah.
That's about illegal fishermen, right? Speaking of fishing, this is a nice little segue. Chef's kiss.
Well done.
Segue game, so strong. Swan Valley Sport Fishing Enhancement, of course, is doing a photo contest right now, and it closes on, the end of February.
End of February, so just a few more days left. A
couple more days. So get your photo entries in. All you got to do is be 17 or under, one photo per submission. It could be of you enjoying the Swan Valley, all the fishing that it has to offer. It could be yourself. Your family. Love to see those entries in. There's a bunch of great freebies and fishing prizes for the winners. Submit your photos, svsfe.events@gmail.com. You only got a couple more days to enter.
Don't tell Nick and Reader that 2001 was 20 years ago.
They're not ready for that yet.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Thursday morning, Fox FM mornings. Nick and Reader hanging with you here, and I'm really excited, Reader, because Patrick agrees with you and I. I was just checking our Facebook page this morning, and yes, Patrick agrees that pizza is definitely a thing you should be eating for breakfast.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was thinking about this yesterday. You and I in the show, we were mentioning how this nutritionist out in New York is very vocal about sugary cereals and how they're not as healthy as you think they are. I mean, if you're hitting up that muesli, you're going those all-brand buds, you're fine. You're regular. You know that. But if you're, you know, rocking a bowl of Trix every single day, probably not the healthiest thing you can do to start the day. But, you know what? If you're going to be ripping bowls of Trix every morning, you might as well have a couple slices of pizza, right?
I would prefer that, actually.
How many times have you woken up, the next morning and had, like, either cold pizza that is just still in the living room or, like, fridge pizza from the next day? Like, how many times have you woken up and the first thing you've had is leftover pizza?
It's happened a few times. It's always been fridge pizza, though. Never, like, overnight pizza.
You never had couch pizza?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you're missing out on some special seasoning, obviously. Don't recommend eating couch pizza, by the way. Keep that stuff in the fridge, too. Or just win a free pizza that's hot and fresh and delivered from Domino's. Because, of course, Domino's is giving away a medium two-topping pan pizza. Mm-hmm. It could be yours if you text us on Pizza Monday. And then you don't even need to worry about the breakfast pizza conversation. You can put the bowl of Trix away. You got yourself some hot sauce from Domino's.
Perfect.
So text us on Pizza Monday. Remember, every Monday here on Fox FM is Pizza Monday.
Nick and Reader are buying Canadian, but it's just an excuse to put maple syrup on everything.
Oh, yummy.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Monowales, Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader on the morning show, and we got a couple shout-outs to give. I want to say shout-outs to Jordan Chernoff. He's on his way to work, So, hey, get there safely and enjoy your day, Jordan.
Yeah, and a good morning to Corey Schick as well.
Hey, right on. Hey, have remember, if you want us to give out shout-outs to, you know, your kids on the way to school or anything, we love saying people's names on the radio. And you can text us, 306-783-3699. Reader, I posted on Facebook, by the way, facebook.com/morefoxfm. I got a question for everybody. Maybe if they don't want a shout out, they can always text us an answer to a question here, because it's something that I noticed yesterday. I was eating some pistachios, and I wanted to know, how do you open your pistachios? Because I was struggling yesterday, naturally. I got huge hands. Pistachios really small. it's kind of tough. And I wanted to know, do you have maybe any tips or anything on how to open a pistachio?
I just do them like sunflower seeds. I throw them in my mouth a little bit and chew on them and then crack them. And
I hope your dentist isn't listening. I hope my dentist is listening so he knows I'm not doing that. Wow. So you just put them in your mouth, crack them open?
Yeah.
So what do you do about the ones that maybe don't have all of their shells split kind of deal?
If there's one that's too tough, I just toss it.
Chuck them out the window?
Yeah. I'm not crazy. I'm not going to bust my teeth.
Well, I mean, I was trying to read. I thought I'd do a little bit of research because maybe this is just something that's obvious and I'm stupid and didn't know, because that happens sometimes on the show here. I'll admit that. But yeah, apparently people are saying that they do like a twisting method, or they pry, or they use like a coin. Somebody was saying that you can use like a dime or something, because I guess people have trouble opening pistachios. I only have trouble with the ones that only have a little bit of an opening kind of thing, though. I feel like my fingernails are at least long enough that I can pry them open, but boy, do my fingers ever hurt after
just
eating pistachios.
Just get yourself a little nutcracker.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I do not own in my house. That may be a good Christmas gift idea for you next year.
Because that's the only time I ever see them out, is at Christmas time, when there's always like bowls of nuts and stuff out.
Yeah, you know, me too. And growing up, my parents always had that bowl of assorted nuts, and there would always be the nutcrackers in there too. Maybe I can just steal it from my parents' house. They're probably listening right now. They're probably going to mail it to me. We'll see. In the meantime, though, I'm still going to have to open them the normal way. So I want to know, is there any tricks? Do you know what to do? Ori on the Facebook page says that she would throw it in the trash because pistachios are nasty. I disagree.
Yeah, but I do too. I love pistachios.
And whether you like them or not, we'd love to hear from you. Facebook.com/morefoxfam. How do you open pistachios? We need some help.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Banners, Fox FM, it's more hits and more favorites. Hey, guess what? Today is Sturgis Mini Miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so of course, as you guys know, Talent Miracle is happening all over the province the next week. It's going to be broadcast on TV. They're not going to be doing a live audience, but Talent Miracle is still happening. You can donate right now. And Sturgis, of course, every year they do their Sturgis Mini Miracle. It's got to be a little bit different this year. And they're doing it today over Facebook live stream, which is really awesome.
Yeah, of course, from 7 to 9 p.m., you'll get to see some performances and all that. You'll still have your opportunities to make your donations. If you want to call to donate tonight, it's 306-548-2900. Or you can also send an e-transfer to kinclubofsturgis@outlook.com.
Oh, that's actually really awesome. You can just send a quick e-transfer. There you go. You got a record of that, too. Of course, they had their pierogi supper on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard from the Sturgis kid yet, but obviously
I'm sure we'll find out very how much they raised tonight.
We will see what they raised for the pierogi supper tonight during the live telecast. So from 7 till 9, you said?
Yeah.
All right, and that is our... I guess time changes and then for a couple weeks. But yes, no matter where you are, Sturgis Mini Miracle is happening over Facebook. I guess you just got to check Sturgis Kin on Facebook and they'll have it there?
I believe so.
All right, so Facebook this evening from 7 till 9 p.m., the Sturgis Mini Miracle is happening. You can tune in and you can donate and help make some miracles happen.
Nick has a man bun.
Reader has a stylish, well-kept haircut. And he eats a lot of buns at St. Mary's Hall.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
SZA, Fox FM. Hey, it's Thursday morning. Your boy's chilling with you, too. Hope you're having a good start to the day. It is still a little chilly outside right now. Minus 11 here in Yorkton, too. So I noticed that whatever melted yesterday Well, it refroze overnight, so it might be a little slick out there. Be careful. And, hey, Reader, I wanted to talk to you about something that happened to me last night.
Okay.
I got a compliment.
Yeah.
And I don't get compliments that often. I'm not trying to fish for compliments. You don't have to compliment me. It's fine. But it's just that whenever I get complimented, it always sticks with me for a couple days because it doesn't happen that often. And right. I wanted to know what you think about this one. Because I was doing something yesterday and somebody remarked that for my age, I'm in remarkably good shape. Or like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like they kind of just said, oh, wow, you know, you're in good shape for your age. And I was like, am I?
Nice.
Sitting here missing a piece of my thumb with a heart condition. I'm like, am I? Because like most days I feel like I'm made out of spare parts. But that being said, I was very happy. And I mean, I'm riding that high into the weekend.
Yeah, don't overthink it. Just be grateful.
But is like, I'm only 31. Like when you were 31, did you feel like, oh, I'm this old decrepit man? And like, were people surprised that you were in good shape? You know what I mean? Because I don't know if I should take it as a compliment or go, am I really that old? Because I'm not. I'm not that old. I'm 30, right? And people are listening right now going, yeah, Nick, of course, you're like the youngest person I know. So I get it. But maybe I just shouldn't think of it that way, right?
Yeah. I just say, take it for what it's worth and enjoy it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you and I were both guys that if we sleep wrong, our necks hurt for, like, weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and I got, like, 12 years on you.
You do, yeah. So I will say, I wanted to say thank you to Josh for paying me that compliment. Yes. That was awesome. He listens to the show every morning, too.
Right
so
on.
Shout outs as well. But, yeah, apparently, I'm pretty good shape for my age. So look out, world. 2024 Olympics here. I come.
Morning.
Good morning. Box FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
A food show with a serious radio problem.
The preeminent arbiter of good taste.
More hits, more favorites. Box FM.
Katy Perry's Daisy's Fox FM. It's Thursday morning. Hey, thanks so much for making us a part of your day. I wanted to say shout outs to Lucas Krieger on our Facebook page, Reader. We have a little post on there right now, facebook.com/morefoxfm. We are asking you guys how you eat pistachios, how you open pistachio shells. Reader told me this morning that he just treats them like sunflower seeds, and it made my teeth hurt when he said that. But Lucas is the same way.
Yes. So I'm not alone.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. I wish that happened to me sometimes where I say something bold and weird on the radio and then nobody comes to back me up. But yes, Lucas said that he is a sunflower seed type of person. Also, Alexandra has this tip that I dig. She said, roll them on a table.
Nah.
Why have I never thought of that? That probably works like a treat.
Yeah,
so hey, we would love to know your tips to save my fingernails and fingertips from being sore this afternoon. How do you open hard-to-open pistachios? You can go to facebook.com/morefoxfm.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
You like that.